What really happens when you do breath work? This is what I'm going to attempt to explain on this episode. By the way, my name is Aditya AJ, and I'm the host and founder of this show where we help you calm your mind, relax your nervous system, and experience deep states of bliss.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jai Kumar.
A few days back, a friend of mine asked me casually, what's really happening inside the body when you do a breathwork session? And I thought that this is a really interesting question which needs to be answered on my podcast as well. So firstly, the type of breathwork that I am trained in is called Soma Breath, which draws from yoga pranayama. So it's not just one breathing technique, but a variety of techniques that I use depending on the outcome that I'm trying to achieve. But basically, here's what happens. Within a few minutes, you experience what I call freeing up of consciousness. Freeing up of consciousness. And what I mean by that is, during the day, our body is usually in a state of fight or flight. Animals have this automatic way of releasing stress by shaking. And you might see a dog or even a bear sometimes just shaking, right? Because it is their natural way of releasing stress. But humans don't have that automatic response, and we need to do something manually to switch off that stress response. And when we are in this state of fight or flight, our blood flow is focused in and around our limbs. Your blood pressure is up, cortisol levels. Cortisol is your stress hormone, but your stress hormone levels are high, your heart rate is high, and your blood vessels, well, they're constricted. Now keep in mind that you don't really have that predator or that attacker in front of you, and you're most likely not in mortal danger, but your constant thoughts about the future or something that has happened in the past keeps haunting you and keeps you paralyzed in this state of fight or flight. And because your entire physiology is in this state, it feels like your consciousness is also trapped and on high alert. Being in this state is like stepping on the gas pedal. It does serve a purpose, but if you don't switch off that stress, it can take a toll on your health in the long run. So when you sit down and engage in certain types of breathing techniques, your heart rate lowers, your blood pressure goes down, your blood vessels dilate, your cortisol levels go down, and your blood moves away from your limbs and towards your organs and nourishing your brain as well. Now, when this happens, you feel so relaxed and it feels as though your consciousness is liberated. You have this sense of abundance and possibility because you're no longer stuck to the past or worried about the future. Does that make sense? So that's number one. Number two is heart coherence activation. Now, heart coherence is a state when your heart is sending orderly, stable patterns of vibration across your body that have a very harmonizing, relaxing effect on your entire physiology. Growing up, we've been taught that the brain is the master system, right? It's a central system that sort of sends orders to other parts of the body, including the heart. But recent research by the Heart Math Institute suggests that the heart actually sends more signals to the brain than the other way around. And these signals influence your thought process, your focus, your memory, whether it's short-term or long-term, your ability to connect with your intuition, all of that. Now, the interesting thing is that when you breathe in, your body goes into fight or flight. Your sympathetic branch of your nervous system is activated, which means that your heart rate goes up. When you breathe out, on the other hand, your parasympathetic branch of your nervous system gets activated, which is the rest and digest system. So the opposite happens. Your heart rate goes down, your blood vessels dilate. So think about it. All of this is happening between your inhale and your exhale. So your breathing pattern actually affects the signals that your heart is sending to the brain. So if your breathing pattern is haphazard and erratic, guess what? The signals that you're sending to your brain and other parts of your body are also confusing and erratic. And this pattern affects your mood. It affects your thinking. It affects how you react to your environment. It affects your actions that you take. But if you use the right breathing practice, you engage in the right breathing style, you allow your heart to enter into a state of heart coherence, which results in an overall body harmony. So that's number two. Number three is vagus nerve activation. Now, during our breathwork sessions, I include certain mantras. And mantra humming is interesting because every mantra has a specific purpose or an objective. And these mantras have been used in India for at least 8,000 years. When you hum a mantra, you feel good all over your body because of the vibrations. But only recently have they discovered that humming, along with extending your exhales, is actually the most effective way to relax your body and activate your rest and digest system. Because humming a mantra stimulates your vagus nerve, which is the longest nerve in your body, connecting many internal organs from your stomach till your brainstem. And the term vagus stems from vaga bond, which literally means that this nerve is so long that it is connected to the integral organs and parts of your body. So when you stimulate this nerve using the humming and by extending your exhales, it sends a signal across your body, a harmonizing signal to unwind and let go. And especially for someone who just wants to get a good night's rest, this is so effective because it can put you to sleep within minutes. Which is why I tell all my breathwork attendees, do not try these meditations while driving or when you're in water, because it's powerful and these practices have to be treated with respect and performed in the right setting. Action Tribe, are you finding it hard to de-stress and unwind in the midst of this crazy pandemic? Come join us for a soothing, relaxing breathwork session online on Zoom. Now, I do these sessions for our paid members twice a week, and I've received so many powerful testimonials from people who've received a lot of support, comfort, and healing from these sessions. And to show you just how powerful these yogic breathwork practices are, every month I do a breathwork intro workshop for people who'd like to give this a shot. In the past, people have paid anywhere between $10 to $20 for a drop-in, but for a short while, I've decided to make these sessions available for just 50 cents a ticket. And these sessions are live, but you just pay 50 cents. So if you'd like to learn how to calm your mind, relax your nervous system, and experience deep states of bliss using your breath from the comfort of your home, visit my7chakras.com/breathworkintro. That's my7chakras.com/breathworkintro. I'll see you soon. Number four, magnetizing your spine. Now, this is a slightly more advanced technique that I include in some of my breathwork awakening sessions, which we do on Zoom. And this depends on the level of experience of my attendees, but basically, your pelvic floor or your root chakra region has a rich set of muscles that can be used as a pump along with your breath work to influence your physiology and to pump cerebrospinal fluid up your spine. So by doing a combination of breath work techniques and using your pelvic pump, the Mula Bandha, your visualization, you imagine sending a beautiful white light of energy up your spine, and this has the effect of one by one activating your chakras and magnetizing and nourishing your spine, right? So this is a combination of using that pump and your breathing and your visualization, and slowly but surely, this energy reaches your third eye, or your pineal gland in your brain. Now, when you keep doing that, you know, during the session, you reach a state of ecstasy, you reach a state of bliss, and you feel so good all over your body. On a physiological level, they say that your pineal gland then releases melatonin, which is an antioxidant that sedates your survival mode and connects you with your higher self. Now, this hormone, melatonin, usually regulates sleeping and waking cycles. But during breath work, it induces an altered state of consciousness, an expanded state of awareness. And it sedates the more logical thinking and the analytical mind, the same mind that puts limitations on you. You know, you're not good enough, you can't do this, you don't have the resources, you don't have the connections. And you open up to intuition, you open up to a grander vision for your life. And people have mystical experiences, and this is not just me saying this, but because I do these so often, I know for a fact that I, including other people, are able to see colors, notice some geometric shapes, receive ideas and visions, connect with loved ones. And it seems as if when you reach this state, your pineal gland also secretes the DMT molecule that people usually receive from hallucinogenic plant soups like ayahuasca. And I've realized that this is not because that person or those people are special, but I've realized that we all have this capability within to connect with the unseen realm, because we are beings of light. We just need to create the right conditions within, through our breath, through movement, and through visualization. So I hope this helps you understand some of the mechanics of breath work and what happens when you use certain powerful breathing techniques to induce physiological, emotional, and spiritual shifts within you. And of course, we can talk about so many more things that happen, but I wanted to highlight these main things so that it gives you something to chew on and something to think about. It's definitely powerful, and it is sacred as well. If you have any specific questions about what I've shared, please reach out. My email is aj@my7chakras.com. aj@my7chakras.com. If you'd like to try out an intro session yourself live on Zoom, then make sure you attend our next online breathwork introduction workshop. Drop-ins are usually about $10, but at the moment of this recording, I've decided to offer this intro session for just 50 cents. 0.50, 50 cents. Go to my7chakras.com/breathworkintro. That's my seven is a word, my7chakras.com/breathworkintro to get your ticket. And if you're a manager, HR executive, or a business owner, and if you'd like to organize a breathwork session for your employees on Zoom, then let's do something together. I've been approached by a few amazing organizations, and I really love putting together corporate sessions to help employees thrive and to help companies grow. Because guess what? Small businesses and organizations are the roots of our economy, and I would like to support all of you amazing visionaries and thinkers and creatives. Just send me a quick email at aj@my7chakras.com, or you can DM me on Instagram. My handle is @my7chakras. And let's do something together. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my7chakras.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.